Rumi? 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 You awake? Fucking true. You wouldn't be answering if you weren't. Sorry. I'll leave you alone. No, it's nothing too important. It can wait till morning. Good night. Huh? Shit. Don't get... No, please. Fine. I'm coming in. Just don't move. Okay? Don't turn on the lights. Keep it dark. You'd probably blind us or something. Do you, mind if I slide in with you? You can say no if you're uncomfortable with it. It's no big... Thanks. Don't tease me like that. I only ever do this when there's a thunderstorm outside, okay? I saw that on my weather app yesterday. That there was like a huge storm rolling in tonight. So I wanted to play it safe. Shit. I've always been a bad liar, haven't I? Red-handed, good sir. Red-handed. So, I just wanna, since it's Valentine's Day and all, to, you know. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to you too, Rumi. I know that it's still the middle of the night, but it's also 12:01, and I had this idea racing through my head all day yesterday. I just couldn't wait till morning, you know? Well, my idea. First, can I ask that you please, not laugh at me about it? Okay? Pinky promise? You barely squeezed my pinky. Little taken. Fine. Here goes. I kinda overheard you on the phone the other day. Talking with one of your guy friends about not having a date for Valentine's Day. I know you always joke about flying solo and whatnot. Yeah, you make it so obvious how much of a Sigma male you are. Dark. Your taste in memes is shit. You know that? But as I was saying, you're always telling me that you're fine with just being single. But... I don't know. I just feel... otherwise. You joke about it, but I feel like it bothers you deep down. No. I didn't wake you up to rub anything in your face. It's just... I care about you. I worry about you. I just wish you had enough confidence to know that you could honestly pull any girl you wanted to. Don't scoff at me. I swear. If you could see through my eyes for just like 5 minutes while we're out shopping or something, you clearly see there are always at least a few chicks eyeing you. But I guess that's just chalked up to guys being walking, talking rocks half the time. No, I'm not pulling your leg. You're too hard on yourself. Seriously, you always have been. The self-deprecating jokes can only take you so far. For it's clear to see that you want someone to call yours. I wanted you to know, this Valentine's Day, I'd like to be that someone. Someone who thinks you're more than enough. Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm making this weird between us. I just made myself a promise. I've been dodging my own feelings for too long. And I'll be damned if I let someone else snatch you up before I didn't have the guts to do it myself. I can't tell you how long I've wanted to do that. Don't start getting too giddy just yet. There's still a little gift I wanted to give to you. Lay still for a sec. No, I'm not getting up from under between your legs. You know, sleeping at the very bottom of a bed, hunched over with my ass sticking up, is how I usually sleep. Give me a break, Rumi. Ta-da! Your gift. It's me, dork. I'm taking the charge, since we've already gotten this far. You know how sometimes you just gotta rip off the band-aid to get the ball rolling? Otherwise, you'll never get anything done. Me telling you how I feel about you was the band-aid. This killer head I'm about to give you is me getting the ball rolling. Arch your back a bit. Let me slip off those boxers. Full mess already? What are you, psychic? Knew I was gonna give you head the second I knocked, God, that smell. The mix of your body wash and a hint of sweat. It's so... you... fuck. I can get addicted to this. Oh my... Stop squirming, dude. If I didn't want my face right up against your shaft with my nose buried in your balls, I wouldn't be here, would I? Just close your eyes and relax, okay? Take a deep breath and focus on me. All right? You have nothing to worry about. Just enjoy your little Valentine's Day gift. Holy hell, I'm salivating like crazy. I think slobbering on your cock is going to my head a bit. Oh. I mess up your bed sheets. Sorry, out of time. I'm smelling my scent on you already. Fuck. Oh, it's intoxicating. Is that a bit of my perfume? Already. You know, I didn't shower last night. I'll probably end up marking my scent all over your bed. At least that'll keep away other cheeks, right? It's better. Oh my god. I could sit here and lay here all week. Us hanging in the air with my face buried on these heavy balls in yours. But I made you a promise, since this is your first time getting some top. Let me give you the deluxe package. Be careful around them. And just focus on my tongue swirling around your sock. What a fucking combo. This taste and the smell. I'm gonna make combo for you too. You mind if I finger myself a little? Thanks. Remember, no peeking, just focus on it. Oh, fuck, sorry. Focus on my mouth gargling your nuts as my tongue jungles, swirls them around. Do you feel my spit just coating every inch of them? I'm sorry. Fuck, that's so good. Just having my face buried at the base of your cock. I'm so smelling. That good guy smells just like my god, I'll get a headache if I huff you too much. Let me suck a bit harder. I felt your dick pretty much punching me in my face as I was slobbering on your balls. I was jumping all over the place. But I'm not done with you just yet. You don't get to come until I do. I'm smelling more and more of my scent all over you. Oh shit, that's intoxicating. Sorry. You probably think I'm being weird. Addicted to the smell of you. Oh, I'm so glad you don't judge. Only, though, that might change when you catch me huffing your toes one of these days. Like, I'd give you the chance to respond to that. Oh yeah, some fun with your towels. Your clothes. All of it. Pretty easy to cover up my habit of sniffing your stuff and rubbing my juices all over. Since I do it before laundry day. Surprising enough for caught me in the act. Lean back. Relax your body. You're tightening up again. let go of those bed sheets, your white knuckling, and just focus on my heart. Mouth going up and down the length of this meaty fucking treat. Slicking it all up with my spit. Fuck. I'm almost there. I honestly don't give a fuck if I squirt all over your bed. Well, I hope you don't either. And when do you come? I come. That's how this little Valentine's Day gift is going to go. A bit selfish? Yeah. But I have my prime opportunity to smell you as much as I like. Mark my territory as much as I like. Shit. This meaty fucking god. As much as I like. Oh, prime fucking opportunity. I'll let that one slide, Lumi. Next time you mention that, I'll yank your balls. But they're a little too slick right now with all the spin. And all the lip gloss coated all over them. Just because I get off into certain things, I want to mark you all over his mind with my smell. Doesn't make me some kind of dog, does it? Does that make me a bitch, though? Your bitch who's falling in fucking love with this cock. In love with you, and I'd be glued to you 24/7 if it meant I could rub my scent all over you. I'm freaking away when I see your dick in my throat right down to the base. Freaking look nutty. That intended fuck. I wanna feel you. I feel you twitching. Fuck. I wanted this to last longer for my sake, but I've been etching myself for the past 5 fucking minutes. Just come already. Oh, would you? Please, please, just pump your fucking seed into my throat. Slam that meaty cock right down my throat. Please, I wanna taste it. Do it. That's it. Take my head. Get a good grip. Come. I was your first blowjob, Rumi. I'm glad it lived up to the hype. I pulled out all the stops for you. Sorry about your bed. I got spit in my juices, some sweat. Fuck. All of it all over your bed. And you, by the looks of it. I'll help you clean up once we're done here. That doesn't mean we're done now, Rumi. The last thing I need is some bitch to catch a whiff of you and think you're single. Not happening. I'm not done planting my scent all over you. marking you as mine. Are we crystal clear? Good. This isn't just some Skylar being crazy again. I promise, Rumi. I just need you to understand that you're not going to be alone this Valentine's Day. Or any other holiday, for that matter. Are you ready to keep going? We might need to put down a few more blankets if I soaked your bed this bad from a sloppy blowjob. Huh? You'd love me too? Oh, I'm over the fucking moon right now. You don't even know. But I'm afraid we'll have to save that for later. I just have so much more planned as a part of your gift. Which is great for both of us. Because I can't seem to get enough of this glorious, thick, smelly fucking cock. God, I'm getting ahead of myself. God, I fucking love you. Happy Valentine's Day, Rumi. Ready to unwrap the rest of your present?